Johnson used it not just to hijack the national political agenda, but to transform progressivism itself into a full-blown mass political religion. For the first time, the progressive dream could be pursued without reservation during a time of prosperity and relative peace. No longer dependent on war or economic crisis, progressivism finally got a clean shot at creating the sort of society it had long preached about. The psychological angst and enemy that progressives believed lay at the core of capitalist society could be healed by the ministrations of the state. The moment to create a politics of meaning on its own merits had finally arrived. In his first speech as president, Johnson signaled his intention to build a new liberal church upon the rock of Kennedy's memory. That church, that sacralized community, would be called the Great Society. The birth of the liberal God state. We have already discussed at some length the personalities driving American liberalism. It is now necessary to take what may seem like a sharp detour to address the cult of the state itself in American liberalism. Without this historical detour, it is difficult to see modern liberalism for what it is, a religion of state worship whose sacrificial Christ was JFK and whose Pauline architect was LBJ. It's hard to fix a specific starting date for the progressive race for the Great Society, but a good guess might be 1888, the year Edward Bellamy's novel Looking Backward burst on the American scene. One of the most influential works of progressive propaganda ever conceived, the book sold hundreds of thousands of copies and was hailed as the biggest publishing sensation since Uncle Tom's Cabin. The narrator of the book, which is set in the faraway year 2000, lives in a utopian militarized society. Workers belong to a unified industrial army, and the economy is run by all-powerful central planners, partly inspired by the successes of German military planning. Citizens are drafted into their occupations, for every able-bodied citizen is bound to work for the nation, whether with mind or muscle. The story's preacher informs us that America has finally created the kingdom of heaven on earth. Indeed, everyone looks back on the age of individualism with bemused contempt. The umbrella, in particular, is remembered as the symbol of the 19th century's disturbing obsession with individualism. In Bellamy's utopia, umbrellas have been replaced with retractable canopies so that everyone is protected from the rain equally. In the 19th century, explains a character, when it rained, the people of Boston put up 300,000 umbrellas over as many heads, and in the 20th century, they put up one umbrella over all the heads. Bellamy's vision of a militarized, nationalistic, socialist utopia captivated the imagination of young progressives everywhere.